Joining me in the studio right now is a broadcasting veteran. Jay Hildebrandt is in studio. Jay, it's so good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jolynn.
We're here to chat about his role as an extra in the film Escape from Germany. Jay, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, it came about because my father was one of the missionaries that it talks about in the film, that they were in this very tense situation just days before Hitler invaded Poland. World War II started, and the missionaries needed to evacuate, but it was very difficult in that turbulent time to get word out to them to evacuate. And so I know you've talked to the director, so he probably has given you the lowdown on more of the story, but there are all these, you know, miracles that really happened, and my dad was part of that. And then the great thing about T.C. Christensen is in his films he likes to track down the descendants of the people who are featured in the film and have them be the extras in the film. So I was just delighted when he reached out, and we were extras for a day of filming at the Heber train station in Utah.
Well, I have to tell you, Jay, you made quite an impression on him, because he told me you were one who kind of brought him to tears, and so you made a lasting impression. What was it like hearing this story from your dad's perspective?
Well, he would talk about it from time to time. What's interesting, my father, is that he grew up speaking German. He was born in Milwaukee, but his parents had come over from the old country, and so he spoke German all his life there. He was fluent in it, and he was so excited to go to Germany on his mission because he spoke fluently, and he would see a few relatives, and he was just thrilled about being there. And eventually, he was in the mission office and worked on several productions, really, that kind of dramatized different stories from the church. And he loved the mission president and his wife that are featured in this film. So he would tell us about the experiences that he had there. You know, some experiences that he actually, I have it on tape of him in 1984. He read portions of his diary for the woman Terry Montague from Rupert, who was writing the book about this that the movie is based on. So I have some clips of him talking about when he first got there, how he saw these Jewish people being persecuted, and what his impressions of that were. And then later he talks about how heartbroken he was when the missionaries had to leave. And so it's really a treasure for me to be able to have that and listen to him.
Yeah, and you know, Jay, when you think about just this story, there's so many different angles. And for Elder Norm Siebel to be able to do what he did at such a young age, mm-hmm. is impressive. And you know, he had to obviously exercise a lot of faith.
Absolutely, and a lot of inspiration. In fact, Norm and my dad was his first companion when he came to Germany. They were together for 5 months. Yeah, and my dad told me these stories about how they, you know, they communication was broken down, you know, if they'd just taken over by the military, and so they sent Norm out with a whole bunch of money so that these elders would have, you know, the message that they needed to get out and to have money for train tickets and all of that kind of thing. But to find them, he just had to use his inspiration, and he assumed that a lot of them, when he was assigned to do this, Norm Siebold, would be at the train stations. And he thought, how am I going to find them? They were just packed with people. They all looked the same. Missionaries didn't wear little badges back then. And so he came up with this idea that he would whistle, do what is right, walk through this train station whistling and do what is right.
Wow.
And the missionaries would just kind of come out of the woodwork because they were kind of stranded. They're hoping to be rescued in some way.
And they recognize that familiar tune.
Yes.
What a brilliant idea
for him
to come up with, because I can imagine it had to be so overwhelming, like looking for a needle in a haystack.
That's
how
right.
do you really find all these people who need rescuing?
Yeah.
That's kind of a miracle in and of itself.
Yeah, the other miracle there is that Norm Siebold, before this happened, he couldn't whistle. And after he got the last missionaries out, he couldn't whistle again the rest of his life. It was only those few days in Germany when he was able to whistle.
And I'll tell you what, whistling is hard enough, but to be able to whistle a tune like that,
yeah,
that's Wow.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
So those are some of the stories that I heard, along with other remarkable ones that my dad had.
Well, very cool for you to be there and get to be an extra in a film that tells the story that you grew up hearing from a very personal perspective from your dad. Yeah. I bet it was great to rub shoulders with those other extras.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was just a remarkable experience. I mean, almost really a very touching and emotional experience, because these people, they all had the same background, you know, and the same stories had been told to them. And, you know, we're all there, they were dressed up in kind of clothes that would have been representative of that time, where they told us beforehand what kind of things to wear, what colors and what kind of hats and all that. We got there, they even had to cut my hair a little bit, because it wasn't tapered in the back like the Germans would have been then. So, but it was amazing. A lot of them, it was like a family reunion. They would come from all over the United States with children and grandchildren, and there was just such a feeling of excitement and emotion because of this miraculous story that we had heard. And it was, like I say, it was almost a spiritual experience.
I bet it was. And talk about being committed to a role. You let them cut your hair.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too drastic, but, you know, I tried to be what they call a method actor. So I was mostly just walking back and forth on the train platform in the background and looking at, you know, some of these scenes and being the spectators. But my sister, who speaks some German too, and I went on a mission to Germany, so I speak fluently. We would actually speak German with each other as we were walking along. Not that the microphones could pick it up, but it was just a little extra way for us to be in character and feel the part. Yeah.
So your sister got to do it with you.
Yes, yes.
What a great experience for the entire family to be able to have this kind of a powerful bonding experience centered around a story that's so deeply personal to your dad's life.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so it was fun. I went to the premiere of the movie down in Utah last month, and of course we were looking for ourselves in there, and finally caught about 4 seconds of us.
So we'll get to see you.
Yes, if you blink, you'll miss it. But yeah, it's in this one scene at the train station where the policeman tries to take away the missionary's money, you know, accusing him of smuggling, and they get kind of into this confrontation. Norm Seybold said, "You can have this over my dead body."
Oh, wow.
And anyway, he ended up prevailing, and you can see me and my sister looking in.
Well, Jay, we'll definitely be looking for you. You've seen the film. What do you want people to know about it?
It's inspiring. It's really well done. I mean, I have not heard a better music soundtrack in a film. How it went along with the train cars, clickety-clack of that. The photography is top-notch. You know, the acting is wonderful. And just the message. So it's worth seeing. And if you do, stay through the credits, because the credits just have some nice surprises in there that are really cool. It shows the pictures of all of these missionaries that were there. And I see my dad's picture of when he was, you know, 24 years old when he was there at the end of this film.
I bet that had to be kind of an emotional moment for you.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
yeah,
it was great.
Very, very cool. Well, you know, it's interesting you bring up the music, Jay, because when I talked with T.C. Christensen, that's something he said he was really proud of, is how this music coordinated with telling the story.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Jay Hildebrandt, thank you so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio, and we'll be looking for you in the movie.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
And let me quickly remind you to text me Maui to 208-522-5900, because we want to send your mama to Maui, courtesy of KID News Radio, Morris Columbus Travel, and Wolf Lighting. Lars is up next. Have a great night.